Hey Huskies, welcome to My First Year Story Podcast. I'm your co-host Juliana, and in this podcast, we'll be exploring the exciting world of a first-year student at UConn. Welcome back, Huskies. We're back after our fall semester. First podcast back.
Yeah.
Yay. Whoever thought 2024 would come?
I know. I feel like time has been flying by, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's already February, middle of February, and I can't even believe it.
I know. It feels like summer was 2 seconds ago, and it's literally already February.
Yeah.
Can you believe we're almost halfway done with the semester?
No. Absolutely not. I have midterms in 2 weeks, and I can't even believe that it's already coming to that time.
I know. I can't believe, like, every week that comes, I have a new test, and I'm like, I thought I just had a test for this class, like, last week.
Yeah.
But, like, it was actually 2 weeks ago, and now I'm just, like, I'm all confused.
Yeah.
Everything just comes.
Yeah, how are your classes?
Tough, but, like, I mean, I expected it, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
I kind of took not a lighter load, but the classes I am taking are finally my major courses.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a junior going into my spring semester, and I'm just, like, starting to take my major classes. But
That must be so exciting, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to finally actually do what you want to do.
It is. Absolutely. Thank goodness. I love my major classes. That's a good thing.
Yay.
At this point. But it's been nice because I'm finally, like, wanting to go to class rather than, like, feeling like I'm forced to go to class.
Right.
So I've been kind of enjoying my semester so far.
Good.
So that's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
How about you, James?
I've been having a lot of fun. The same situation. I've been really enjoying the classes that I've been taking for my major. I studied political science, so it's a lot of politics and government. There's this one class called quantitative analysis in political science, and I'm not a big math person, and I thought it was going to be really difficult, but it's actually very... it's very manageable, and I'm glad that I took it.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad for you. I love math. Math's my favorite. I'm taking Calc 2 right now, and I thought it would be, like, impossible. Like, everyone's like, Calc 2 sucks, Calc 2 sucks. But then I'm in it, and I'm like, okay, wait, I actually like this, which is good because it goes with my major, like, engineering, math. Like, I'm glad that I'm enjoying math, like, finally.
Yeah, so. I feel like there's not a lot of people who like math out there, so you gotta find them. I do not like math.
I love it.
But I love that.
Yeah, I hate math.
But hey, you like your math class that you're taking.
I guess, yes.
I guess.
So have you guys been to any basketball games this year yet?
Been to two, maybe, this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. I enjoy them.
I know, we've been number one in our men's team for... What is it, third week?
Four? I don't know.
But,
like, it's cool. Yeah. Like, I'll take it.
Yeah, so we've been number one. I've been to, I think, like, two as well. My most recent, though, was the women's basketball game with Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, unfortunately, a sad loss, but my friend actually was there to film, like, a day in my life TikTok.
That's so cool.
It was really cool because we were able to kind of get close up to the court.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to support our women's basketball team.
Yeah. I mean, my roommate is crazy. She's one of those people that line up at 9 a.m. and, like, wait in the line for hours just to see the boys. And I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, I give her credit. And mm-hmm. I personally, I don't know if I would do that. But, like, she loves it.
Yeah.
And she made me love it because I used to not really like basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm, like, asking her, like, when do I watch the games? Like, when are the games? When can I get tickets? So, yeah, she really made me into it, which is cool.
Are you going to the one tomorrow? I mean, tomorrow?
No, but... Wait, there's one tomorrow. That's crazy.
I think so.
Yeah, there is. I think Georgetown?
Oh, then no.
But wait, maybe not. That could
I think
be
it's
wrong.
Saturday.
There is one
versus
Saturday.
Marquette. I know that.
Yeah.
That's a big game.
Mm-hmm.
I managed to get Villanova tickets. I don't know how.
No,
I got one ticket for myself. Like, I don't know how I got that. I got so lucky.
Yeah. I literally, me and my friend set our alarms to 10 p.m. And mm-hmm. we were like, we're going to go get them. We're going to do it. And we went onto the website and we got stuck in the queue. Like, it was literally like Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was so bizarre. And I was stuck in this, like, waiting, like, this line. And eventually, like after 15 minutes, I finally got in just for it to show me, oh, no more seats available. And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, I spent 15 minutes. I mean, it was only 15 minutes, yeah. But I'm like, I spent 15 minutes in line waiting for this and they were sold out. So
it's so sad. They sell out so quick.
I know. But at least we're able to watch it on TV though. Yeah. I mean, you'll be there, but like,
I mean, it's just like a different atmosphere when you go in.
Oh, for sure.
Like, it's insane.
For sure.
You'll be there, James?
I will be there.
Are you kidding me?
Me and James together at Gamble. Let's do it.
That's crazy.
We're going to Villanova.
We should start a podcast there.
And we should do a podcast at Gamble.
I lost the words for it. Not spectate, but announce the game.
Yes, we should announce
the
game.
That would be so cool, though.
We should be announcers. Villanova versus basketball. Okay. Basketball season will end soon in like a week or two, right? And then there's like March Madness.
March Madness, yeah.
Things like that. But the same month as March Madness is spring break. So, does anybody have plans for spring break?
Honestly, I don't. Me and my friends kind of said, you know, we're not gonna go over spring break, but we're gonna be doing something in the summer. We're actually gonna go to Nashville.
Ooh, that's cool.
So we're like, okay, we'll save our money now, you know, and then we'll go in the summer and spend more time there. But over spring break, I do want to take a day trip to Boston. I love doing that. It's like one of my new like habits I picked up or like things that I like to do. So me and my friends are going there for a day. And then also there's this like tulip farm that's, I forgot where it is in Connecticut, but it's somewhere. And I follow them on Instagram and they have these like rows and rows of tulips and they're absolutely gorgeous. And I wanted to go last year, but I was just off the season. Yes, it is. It's Wicked Tulips in Preston, Connecticut. It's absolutely gorgeous. Look it up. I'm not sure like when they'll officially be open, but it definitely will be soon. So I'm really excited and definitely want to go.
That's so kind awesome.
Yeah, that's what I've got going on.
Cute. James, go ahead.
I'm going to New York to staff a model United Nations conference. I've been doing this for 3 years. It's a lot of fun. So we host probably 2,500 students from across the world, and we're in the Hilton Midtown in Manhattan. So
nice.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of fun. I get to travel there. I get to see friends that I see probably once every 6 months, and it's super fun. A little stressful because a lot of moving parts,
right?
And
right.
A lot of logistics that are happening every day.
But you're going on your third year of this, huh?
Yes.
That's exciting.
It's such a good experience, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you're probably learning so much from doing all that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Great. Definitely. Juliana?
It's my turn. Spring break. this year, I decided to be YOLO because that's my new motto.
We only
live once. You only make this amount of money once. You only have this much free time once. So my three friends and I are going to Portugal for spring break, and I'm so excited.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
My whole family's from there, basically. So we're going to be staying with my grandparents, and then my godparents live in Lisbon, so we're going to spend a few days in Lisbon, which is going to be so cool. And my mom keeps sending me Instagram reels of, like, where to go, and it's so cool. So, yeah, I think we're planning it on Friday. Like, we're actually planning, like, the logistics, but flights are booked. And we will be out on March 9th.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I'm so excited.
We need to do like a recap.
Oh,
like,
I know. We
the
will.
The podcast episode after spring break, we need to like digest that.
Everyone's adventures.
Yes, yeah. I love that. That sounds like so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
You should give us the sights, the sounds, the food, the music,
everything.
I'll
give you everything. Yeah. Who, what, where, when, why. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. Are you two a part of Huskython?
No, I am. Okay, so I have been for the last 2 years, and it's been such a cool experience. My freshman year, I went just as a student, raising money, of course. And then last year, I went as a student raising money, and also I was working for UCTV, and I was helped live streaming the whole event. So I was there for, it's for so long, so it's like, it's barely, you know, anything when I say a few hours. But I was there for a few hours. I set up early in the morning when they first started and the doors were open. So it was a really cool experience. But this year I just have so much going on that I haven't been able to basically delegate my time to it. But I definitely want to try to get there though, for sure. Mm-hmm. How about you?
No, I'm not a part of Huskython, but I usually will record the event for UConn or for another student organization. So that's my contribution to
nice.
The organization.
When is Huskython? Like, You want to talk about that? I have no idea.
Hasketon is March 2nd.
Okay, March 2nd. Oh, that's coming up.
Yes.
Wow. Can anybody go? Or is it like only the people participating?
I think if you sign up, I don't think you need to raise a certain amount of money to go. As long as you sign up, you just have to pick up like a wristband and then you're able to go in.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, it's really cool. I mean, the last 2 years that I've done it, it's just been such a cool experience. Obviously, they have so many events going on within the day. It's always entertaining. Like last year, there was like a whole like Dunkin', like, it's not like a food truck because it was indoors, but it was like a whole like stand and they're giving out like Dunkin' cards and stuff. And obviously they just have just so many special moments too. It's just, I feel like everyone needs to go once type of thing, you know? I mean, obviously more than once if you can, but it's just such a cool experience and I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Well, James pulled up the stats.
Oh.
Are these the stats from last year?
They are, yes. So last year in 2023, there was roughly 3,900 participants, roughly $1.5 million raised, and roughly 39,000 donations.
That is awesome.
That's amazing.
And this all goes to the Children's Hospital?
Yeah, so it's for Connecticut Children's Hospital. There's specific teams that kind of sponsor a miracle child.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I think, is a really great way to have students connect with someone in the Connecticut community and also put a face to the person that they're raising money for.
Yeah, that's really cool. Very important. Well, everybody go register or donate for Huskython before March 2nd.
Yes.
And participate.
Yes. Ask your friends. And if you're not signed up already, sign up. I'm going to be doing that.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Maybe.
Like right after this.
Yeah.
So I don't forget. And it just completely clears my mind because it's so soon. What we wanted to talk about was when we get out of class at like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and it's already getting dark outside.
Yeah.
I notice it the most for my schedule on Wednesdays because I get out of class at 3:15 and I have dance till about 5:15. And the beginning of the semester, I would get out of dance and it would be completely dark out. But it has been slowly getting brighter out and I can literally feel myself defrosting. And it's just always such a good time when it's not dark out, pitch dark out.
I mean, it's incredible.
I like, love that.
Monday, I think it was Monday. It was very sunny and it was kind of warm.
Yeah.
And I live right outside of the field hockey field. So I saw everybody out there playing. Like people were playing soccer, football. What's that called? Like you throw the ball at the
lacrosse?
Net. No. Like
throw
the circle net. Spike ball.
Oh, spike ball. Yes, yes,
people
yes.
People are playing spike ball.
Oh, spike ball is so popular here. Yeah. You see everyone playing it.
It's so fun. But then my friends and I decided to play soccer as well, and it was, like, so fun. And I'm going to remember that for a while. So I can't wait for it to warm up and we can do it again. But the snow kind of ruined our plans, and I'm, like, slipping and sliding everywhere from the ice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely the sun impacts my day. My roommate and I always have our window open for when we wake up so that the sun just shines right in.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we'd be sad and depressed from the darkness.
Yeah. I think my dorm is facing east because even with my shade down, I have a opaque shade. The sun finds its way into my room. That always makes me up. I'm on the side that has the window, so I always get the sun in the morning. So it does wake me up. But on Wednesdays, just like Emma, I have a class that ends at 6:30 and pretty much completely pitch black. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go into class and it's a sunny, bright day and then you leave and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
It's nighttime. Time for bed. And then you still have mounds and hours of homework left. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Not time for bed, actually.
Yeah.
I'll be in bed in 5 more hours.
Yeah. Like, no one talks about that because it's so hard. I feel like the only reason why I don't like the spring semester as much as the fall is because it's so dark and it's so cold. And it definitely affects my mood as well. And, you know, but it makes, like you said, when it's a sunny day outside and, you know, we had a few 50 degree days last week and everyone just like congregates outside and it's just so cool. Fun. And especially I remember this last year and last spring semester, there was like a really nice day out. It was like 70 or 80 degrees, like on a random day. Mm-hmm. And everyone was outside the student union, like tanning and laying out, playing, you know, football, spike ball too.
Yeah.
And it was just so cool to like see everyone come together, especially because we've all been kind of like indoors, you know, been so cold, dark, like no one wants to go out right now.
I'm so excited for that. Summer me mm-hmm. is a better me.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
tan, I'm happy, and there are no more problems.
I 100% agree with that. Like once that weather gets above like 50s, 60s, I'm like, nope, get rid of all my winter clothes. Like yep. bring in, you know, my summer clothes. It's time. Yeah.
I definitely agree. I think summer is a top tier season.
Yes.
Although I think it does get really hot. I don't think yeah. I could live in the Southwest.
Yeah. Agreed.
Of America. I think it's just way too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very hot. But it's also not very cold like here. Like on my whole walk back from class this morning, I was like, why am I not at school in Hawaii? Like I could have easily gone to school in Hawaii or Florida for 4 years and been like, ooh, it's so hot every day. But I mean, I love UConn too, so I'll give it that.
Yeah.
But it is very cold.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel like it's nice though, because since we do get all four seasons, it's mm-hmm. like we can appreciate every single
yeah,
season for
agreed.
What it is, because really, I mean, we only get a season for like a few months, and then it's spring or it's summer, it's fall, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's nice to be here at UConn where you can experience it all and be mm-hmm. able to say, oh, I can't wait for summer, because you know, like
I know,
you
it's
guys
so
said,
cool.
if it was hot all the time, you wouldn't be like, oh, I'm so excited for summer. You
You'd
know,
be like, oh, I can't wait till winter.
Exactly.
And then you get winter, and you're like, oh, I can't wait till summer.
Exactly. It gives you something to look forward to, especially
yes.
when you know maybe you're piled with homework and classes. You're like, oh, but at least summer's coming up mm-hmm. in X amount
True.
Of weeks. That's kind of what I've been doing. I'm
yeah.
like, it's 5 weeks in, like. We're almost done. We're almost to midterms. I mean, we're not almost done, but we're almost to midterms, which is something. And
yeah.
then spring break. And then I feel like after spring break, it's like
a marathon.
Yeah. It's April and then we're done, because
yeah.
UConn gets out so early,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not complaining about
Me
at
either.
All. However, it's so weird because like my other friends who go, like one of my friends who goes to Cornell, like he's not done until like middle of May. And it's just super
mm-hmm.
weird because I'm like, oh, I'm out already. But they also get a lot of holidays off that we don't get off. So
yeah.
it does make sense. It does make sense in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite season?
I would say spring, because I was born in spring. But recently it's been summer. But like I love spring. Spring's my favorite.
See, I also agree with that. And I feel like every single time I say it to my friends, they're like, why do you like spring? And I'm like, I was also born in spring.
Yeah.
And I was born in May. That was like a weird way to phrase it. Like I was born in the spring. But I was born in May, so springtime, and I lost my train of thought.
You were born in May.
And spring makes you happy.
There was a second point that I was going to add to that, but I honestly don't remember. But I was born in May, so, you know, whenever it's wintertime, it's always just something that I look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with, like, the warm weather. But also, though, like, it's kind of, like, low-key in between spring and fall for me. Because there's
yeah.
just something about the fall that's, like, I feel like it's the middle seasons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like where it's not too hot, but also not too cold. Cause I feel like
it's kind of perfect.
Yeah. It's like in the spring you see like the flowers start to bloom, and then like it makes me super happy to see that. And then in the fall when I see the leaves turn colors, same thing. Like it's the same thing that happens, and I get excited
yes.
for the fall and in the colder weather. So I feel like, I don't know, I would say spring, but like close second fall.
Yeah. I think me too. I think we go spring. I would say spring, fall, summer, winter,
yeah,
but
same here.
I don't know now.
Yeah.
Because now I'm thinking about summer and how tan and
so true.
Fun everything was. And now I'm thinking if it's spring, summer, fall, winter, like literally in order of how they already go. But I don't know. I guess we'll see this year. Maybe I'll change.
Yeah.
My favorite season is the fall, because it's not too cold. It's also not too hot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
spring, I used to grew up with a lot of allergies, so spring was when
I
started sneezing,
I about
and
that.
The pollen.
I don't have that.
I have really bad allergies, and I don't know why I forgot that. I kind of just suck it up, though, because I developed allergies. I don't even know if this is how it actually is. My computer died. I don't know actually how it is, if this is how it is, but I started getting spring allergies a few years ago, and then all of a sudden, I got fall allergies. So,
oh.
like, I can't really catch a break, and I'm like, okay, great. So, you know, but they're still my two favorite seasons. So.
Yeah. I got lucky. I didn't get any allergies. Not with food, not with the weather, nothing.
You're so lucky.
So
it's so
lucky.
Easy.
Especially,
I just live.
Yeah. especially like when you're wearing mascara. Usually in the spring and fall, I just don't wear makeup.
It probably just sticks to your eyes.
Yeah, because like my eyes water so much that I have to like dab underneath them, and then my mascara, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna go without it. Like it just, there's no point.
Anymore.
How did your folks spend your snow day on Tuesday?
Working.
I was at home studying.
Yeah.
So not really a lot of fun, but I did do really good on that exam. But I just saw on everyone's social media, like, I mean, it's a classic. If you're at UConn and there's a snow day, everyone goes to Horse Barn Hill. They sled. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's also the hill by Worth, a little, I don't know what that field's called, but like the softball field, I feel like a lot of people go too. But I saw it on everyone's social media as everyone was sledding, building snowmen, everything like that.
It is cute.
Yeah. I need to experience that. I'm like, I'm a junior and I need to experience it.
Yeah.
Hopefully we have another snow day.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be so fun.
Yeah, for sure.
One of the things I wanted to do before I came to UConn was go sledding.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I did not have the time last Tuesday.
Where are you from?
Massachusetts.
Oh, so you've seen snow.
I have, yes.
That'd be a whole conversation.
Yeah.
That would be a whole entire episode that we did. And I was like, oh my God, we need a debrief.
One of the things that I did see was Baymax from Big Hero 6, Vitafoss from McMahon Year West.
Oh my gosh, I didn't see that.
That's cool. Crazy. Yeah, me neither.
So you've never gone sledding?
No, I have. Just not at UConn.
Oh, okay.
Not the experience at UConn. The Horse Barn Hill.
Well, I hope you get it soon.
I have not gone sledding in a canoe.
Me neither.
I saw that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know. There's some
crazy
things.
That's an experience. Who has a canoe, by the way?
I know.
Like,
where did that come from? Where do you get that on campus? You bring it? I don't know. That's a good question, actually. There's a lot of weird, strange things that you see on, like, UConn Barstool. And you're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the UConn story. I think it's so funny sometimes. Mm-hmm. Except for during basketball season, like, everyone just sells their ticket. Like, in the beginning of the year, it was so funny. Like, especially this freshman story when all the new freshmen were in and they were all, like, posting. Mm-hmm. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I 100% agree.
Okay, guys. It was great speaking with all you. It was a nice catch up.
Yes, definitely a nice recap of how we've been spending our 2024 so far.
Yeah. I can't wait to recap with you guys again shortly after spring break and talk about all the other topics we have.
The My First Year Story podcast is a production of the University of Connecticut's undergraduate student body in collaboration with the Office of First Year Programs, Learning Communities, and Learning Community Innovation Zone. If you like this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find us on your favorite podcasting platform. For more information and to listen to more episodes, visit fyp.ucon.edu/mfys and follow us on Instagram at UConnMFYS Podcast. Stay tuned for future episodes and go Huskies!